Now, there is a difference between the Church of Satan and the Satanic Temple, even though, you know, they both have Satan in them. What are the differences? Well, the Satanic Temple does not believe in the dark arts. At least they don't claim to. They claim that they don't believe in magic. They don't want to evoke anything. They're not about that, okay? Their non-theistic movement aligned with liberty, equality, and rationalism. They have local and worldwide chapters. In other words, they're seeking to start churches, right? They're church planters, temple planters. They're growing at a rapid pace. They're socially and politically active. They have after-school Satan's programs in order to indoctrinate the next generation. You say, well, what makes the Satanic Temple far more dangerous than the Church of Satan? Because of the fact that they're involved in public affairs in order to get the next generation. That's why. You see, they're trying to stray from the stigma that the Church of Satan has. You know, sacrifices and drinking blood and doing all these things of the occult. They're actually trying to separate themselves from that and become more of a politically correct, a patriotic group, if you can believe that, that is seeking to make that palatable for the masses in order for them to grow. And we're going to see why that is in just a moment. Go to Matthew chapter 12, if you would. Matthew chapter 12. Matthew chapter 12. Now, although there are glaring distinctions between the two, make no mistake about it. No matter how much they criticize each other, no matter how much they criticize other false religions, it's all under the same devil, right? Yeah.